Hi, and thanks for listening to Advocate Radio. I'm Christina Hughes-Babb, one of the editors, and I'm here with my co-editor, Emily Toman. And we have a special guest today, Vicki Hitchkiss. Hi, Vicki. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And Vicki, yesterday she brought in this book that she has just written called Attitude is Everything. Now, she left it with me, and it honestly brightened up my day.
Good.
The whole rest of the day, I just had this incredibly grateful attitude. Now, Vicki lives in Lake Highlands, but I think that her book would appeal to people in all of the neighborhoods that we cover. So, Vicki, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, but I want to back up. It really brightened your day.
It really did, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, first of all, the picture on the cover made me laugh because I immediately looked at it and I said, aw, because as Emily knows, I'm a sucker for cute animal pictures.
Yeah. And tell them what's on the cover.
It's a picture of these little ducklings and one of them's trying to get up a curb.
There's also a good one inside the book with the pig.
The one with the pig is cute. And so all the images inside are cute, but it's very, you know, the power of positive thinking thing has been hugely popular over the last few years with Oprah pushing it and, you know, these popular books that have come out and so forth. But it's something that never gets old either. You know, I was talking to Emily earlier about how this is a message that's nothing new, you know, over the years. It's just that we get reminded of it because there's a lot of truth to it.
Yeah, we forget. We get bogged down in all this stuff. I'm a motivational speaker, and I've been speaking for about 20 years. Before that, that just sounds incredible to me. I was a television news anchor here in Dallas, and then I went into being a publicist, and one of my clients was Zig Ziglar, and he said, you ought to be a speaker. And I thought, oh, that sounds great. So I got just a major dose of positive from him. He is the most positive person I have ever met.
He's a legend.
in my life. And it's not fake with him. He's, you know, sometimes you just kind of want to slug people like that, you know. But he's real. He's a great guy. And he picks up his home telephone and he says, this is Gene Ziglar's happy husband. You got to know that's a happy marriage.
Well, you know, and we'll jump ahead here because you write about Zig Ziglar in your book, and I just, there's one part, because you tend to think that people who are happy all the time have nothing bad ever happen in their life, and that's why we kind of hate them sometimes. But you even mention in the book about how Zig Ziglar dealt with the loss of a child.
Yes.
And I thought that was very touching how, you know, he held on to his faith and positive outlook even through that painful situation.
He's known for being an outspoken, very strong Christian. And he did indeed, in fact, he wrote a book about that experience. He did indeed hold on to his faith, He also is a very grateful person,
right.
And he was very grateful that he had had a chance to tell his daughter, I love you. And because he's so grateful, I think that's a secret to his happiness. He is grateful for everything. Just, I'm thankful for this. They say you cannot be genuinely, I can't think of a different word than grateful, I wish I could, but you can't be grateful and depressed at the same time.
Yeah. That makes sense. So how did you come to write this book? Was it just accumulation of things you learned being a positive speaker, or what made you want to write a book?
I had written a book, and I can't even remember what that book was about, but I had submitted it, and whoever I submitted it to liked it, but wasn't just nuts about it. And then he called me back, and he said, why don't you write a book about attitude?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yeah, I'll give that a shot. And he loved this book, and I love that he loved it. And then he put the graphics together, which really make this book.
It's now, great. Who is this again?
Well, you would know him sort of. You know those posters that were in every office in the world? You'd see like an eagle
the
fly.
Motivational posters.
Yeah. And you see a quote.
Hope.
Exactly.
Oh, that guy.
Or courage, or, you know, whatever.
Wow.
Well, he sold that for millions of dollars, and then he started this book company.
Gosh.
And he had Zig write a book, and Ken Blanchard, the business guru, write a book. And it's very difficult to get on with them, but I didn't know that. In fact, he was one of my big competitors, so I called him and said, hey, I don't want to be an enemy of yours. Let's work together. And he called me back, and we met. And
there's a great lesson in that, too.
I was interested to know how you come up with just 10 rules of are they just 10 hard and fast rules? I mean, how do you...
There are not 11, Emily. No, he said, let's write the book together. And he said, you come up with 6 or 7 ideas, and I'll come up with 6 or 7 ideas, and we'll pick the best 10. So I submitted whatever I came up with, he's busy, so I came up with mine first. And he said, I like these. And he said, why don't you start writing? So I did, and then I submitted what I'd written, and he said, your voice is so strong, I can't write with you. You write the whole book. And so I did. And yeah. It was a really good experience for me.
Mm-hmm. What would you say out of the 10 would be the most important, or the most one maybe that has been especially true in your life and as far as affecting?
That's easy for me. It would be the very first chapter, Wait to Worry. Hmm. Wait to Worry. I'm not good at a lot of things, but I'm darn good at worrying. And I had a friend named Fred Smith. He was known as a business mentor. And he said to me one day when I was agonizing over who knows what, he said, Vicki, you need to learn to wait to worry. And I thought that was excellent advice. He was a speaker in his day. And he said, I often ask audiences, what were you worried about a year ago at this time? And he said, I hear a lot of laughter because people can't remember. But he said, do you have a worry today? And they always do. And he said, that's 92% ineffective because only 8% of the things you worry about ever happen. And even then, you can manage them. So that was a good chapter for me. It was a good chapter for me to write, and it's a good chapter for me to read again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked that way that... what were you worrying about a year ago? Because I stopped and thought about that. Basically the same things. I'm getting my stories turned in and getting the kids ready to start school. Uh-huh. Exact same things. Yeah. Like, yeah, I got through those okay. Yeah. So really, really good points in there. So how can people get a hold of this book? What's the best way for them to buy it?
Oh, well, thank you for asking that. They can buy it on my website, which is, boy, grab a pen for this. I gotta have a heck of a last name.
Go ahead and say it, and then I'll write it also in the blog post that goes along with this.
Okay, thank you. It's Vicki with an I, Hitzkus, H-I-T, like I'm going to hit a ball, Z-Zebra, G-E-S.com, VickiHitzkus.com. And that'll take you wherever you need to go.
Okay. And this book would make a very good gift, I think, because it's so quick to get through. I read it in about, 45 minutes. And
I
think
the way it's laid out.
Yeah.
It's a very quick read.
Right.
It's a pretty book, isn't it? They did a good job.
It's very beautiful. The images are lovely in it.
Special thanks to Vicki Hitzkus, author of Attitude is Everything, for joining us today. And thanks to all of you out there for listening.